listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. And today we have a very special guest, someone whose voice you may have heard in the past on the radio. If you've been on Star 94.1 or any of the iHeart stations, you've probably heard her back with Jeff and Jer. So Laura Kane, welcome.
Thank you, Oni. Thank you for having me on your podcast. This is exciting.
It's very exciting. So you've been on Star 94.1, right?
Well, I've been with Jeff and Jer, or I had been with Jeff and Jer, or on the radio for about 27 years. We'll make it now almost 30 years. But with Jeff and Jer, I was with them for 25 years. Wow. And for a lot of those years, we were at Star 94.1, but we were at different stations. We kind of popped around the county, you know, like at all the different stations around San Diego. But that was our most fun, probably, is at Star 94.1 for sure.
That's so neat. I mean, we've been around San Diego for 34 years now. So almost that long.
Almost. Wow. That's a long time.
I know. Where and when can we hear you these days? Like, where should people tune in?
Well, every morning I'm on various iHeartRadio stations throughout San Diego County from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, because I do traffic. And then I do Star 94.1 on the weekends. And then I do my own podcast, and that's on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. So wow. I'm all over the place.
You're super busy.
Your
own podcast is Laura Kane After Dark, correct?
Thank you. Yes, which you've been a guest on.
Yes.
And you were fantastic.
It was super, super fun. You guys are hilarious. I love it. Let's talk about what's about to happen.
Oh my God. So good.
So do you want to tell everyone, do you want to spill the beans about what you're going to do?
Okay. Well, should I just dive into like my story?
Yeah.
This all started when I was 15 years old and all of my friends developed breasts. Okay. And I was as flat as a board. And my mom, my sweet mom, she sewed a padded bra into my bathing suit. This is before they had padded bathing suits. So I would feel comfortable with all the girls that already had boobs because I had none. And throughout high school, zero boobs. College, tiny bit of boobs. When I gained some weight, I gained some boob weight, but then I gained a lot of boob weight when I had kids. Then you know what happens to your boobs after that. They just kind of like shrivel up and they became these like not even bananas. They weren't big enough to be bananas after that. They were just not looking cute. And I've just always been super self-conscious about my breasts. Always, like if I'm ever with a guy or anything, I never take my top off or I make him turn the lights off. It's just something that I've always been self-conscious about. And I've always wanted to have breast augmentation ever since I was probably in my late 20s up until now, but it was never the right time. And it wasn't with the right people. Like it just wasn't the right fit. You know what I mean? Until now. And it just all came together. And I'm so comfortable with you guys that I just like, you could do anything to me and I'd be okay with it. But I'm super excited about Dr. Swiston. I met him. He is fantastic. He's very gentle, very soft-spoken and knowledgeable. When I left the consultation, it was like an hour long and he went over everything. I mean, things that could happen, things that will happen, things that probably won't happen. Every question I had, he answered. I mean, at the end, he was like, do you have any questions? I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to process all this information you just gave me. No, I don't think I do.
Yeah. He is really such an artist. And
ooh, that's good.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's been in the military and served in the Middle East, and he's been a physician and a photographer. And he's just, the man is amazing. And we're so happy that he's in our practice. And I love that your mom could sew you a little solution.
Isn't that so
that's
sweet.
Really, really
she like
sweet.
Added some like cotton batting, you know, that batting material into the bra and made it like, so I had little boobs so I wouldn't be embarrassed in front of all my friends, but that's where it started.
Now, did you look at before and after pictures?
I mean, I have in the past, I guess, but for this surgical purpose, I kind of feel like I just wanted to be my own thing. Mm-hmm. One of the questions that I've been asked is, who do you want to look like? I'm like, I want to look like me.
Yeah.
I want to be me, but just better.
Right.
And just right. a little curvier. I'm not pointing to one set of boobs and saying, that's what I want. Because mm-hmm. I guess I maybe don't know 100% what, you know?
Well, I think that's actually the smartest way to be, because we have had patients who, you know, and sometimes it's really helpful. You can kind of go, okay, here's a before and after that sort of looks like me, because so many breasts are different, you know, they're not all the same. And so like snowflakes.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you bring in a picture of somebody that's got a wide set chest and yours is not that way, or, I mean, it's just so dependent on your anatomy. So I love the fact that you sort of are like, I want to look like me, just curvy.
Since you said he's kind of an artist, it gives him more freedom to kind of just go, you know, this would look good on her. Mm-hmm. I trust him. I mean, that's how much I trust him, is that I think I know that he will do what's right for me.
And do you have any idea about how much bigger you want to be?
Well, right now I'm a B, a small B. And I think I want to be a full C. I don't want to have really big breasts, and I don't want to be super small either. I'm like 5'9" and I feel like I just want boobs that match my body frame mm-hmm. and just my personality. And my personality is not like giant boob personality, but I'm just more just normal, I guess you could say, the normal size.
Yeah. Now, did you do the implant sizing, or is that what you're going to do today?
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, cool.
Although I do have implants at my house that I acquired, who knows where, over the years, which I use in my bras now.
Oh.
But I think those are totally outdated by this point. I saw some laying on his counter, and they're like, some of them are long, some of them are high, some of them are low, some of them are flat. Like, there are so many different kinds.
There's so many different kinds of implants. And that is something that is great. When you go to the consultation, you get to feel and touch and see and understand the different profiles, is sort of like how much they might project out, or how, it's really fascinating. But we also have what we call the curves connection, and it's an implant sizing where there's special sizers, which way back in the day we had to, Dr. Saltz created her own sizers, and she would use like a bag of rice at different, and she had to figure out, you know, how many cc's would translate into, you know, the area. It was crazy.
Wow.
And now the implant companies make the sizers, and basically you put in a bra, like a soft bra. We put the sizers in. It allows you sort of to try on a size, and you put a shirt over it. So then you can kind of see like, oh, okay, this is about right for me. Or no, I think I want to be a little bigger, or maybe I want to be a little bit smaller. So it's kind of a way to try it on where you're actually, you know, it's not going to feel the same as if it were under your skin, but it would give you the look of your proportions, I guess, mm-hmm. is the best. That'll be fun. You get to do that today. She's having her pre-op, her surgery's coming up.
It happened fast.
Is there anything you're worried about?
I guess I'm worried about looking too fake, looking too big. I just don't want to look like, wow, that girl has a boob job. You know what I mean? I just want to look more natural, but I'm not worried about it per se. I'm saying that's just one of the things that I would be concerned with, but I'm not here. I'm not concerned about it.
Oh,
I really
good.
Am not.
That's good. Well, and at the beginning, you know, they're going to be swollen and they're going to be higher. They settle. And I'm sure he talked to you about that.
Yes.
About how I think it's nice because you sort of have some time to get used to them.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be so weird.
Now, is there any particular reason you chose La Jolla Cosmetic for your surgery?
Well, I had the opportunity of getting to know you guys through iHeartMedia, because I do commercials for you guys, and I've met you all. And the minute I walked in here, I was like, okay, I totally fit in with this place. This place is my jam completely. You guys are so kind, and you're so welcoming, and you're so comforting. I just was mesmerized. It's like a magical place here at La Jolla Cosmetics. So I just felt like this is it. This is it.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I've been around with La Jolla Cosmetic for a long time. And I have to say, you know, I would just like you, that feeling, I would like jump on the table and say, yeah, do whatever you want.
Yeah, I know, right?
There's a huge amount of trust, but I mm-hmm. think that is something that sometimes you can't put your finger on it. And I, as a patient, you know, if you go for a consultation and if you have to ultimately feel that trust inside of you that, yeah, okay, I'm okay with what's going to happen. Because, right. you know, if you've never had surgery before, it's sort of a, it can be a scary thing, but you want to know that that team around you has got your back, that they're going to be with you from the beginning to the end and everywhere in between, and that you trust their expertise. And mm-hmm. that's something that is over the years that I've really noticed for our patients. And I noticed it in our reviews too, is just happy patients who refer their friends. They give us 5-star reviews. And the words that I hear a lot are comfortable. They made me feel comfortable. They made me feel totally. Like family. And that's wonderful for us because we feel like a family. And it's great when our patients feel that way too, that when they come in, that they feel that they can trust us and that they're part of the fam.
I was at a dinner party the other night and I had been telling the women that were at the party what I was about to get done. And one of the women said, I went to La Jolla Cosmetic to get a breast reduction. And what they did was they did a lift and they put a little implant in so it would give me a little bit of a profile, like a good profile. And she was like, I would do it over again 100 times, 1 million times over, because just what you said, I love La Jolla Cosmetic. The people there are so great. They made me feel so comfortable. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Comfortable, mm-hmm. comfortable, comfortable. And she was raving about
oh.
you guys.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So do you have a list of questions for Dr. Swiston, like when you meet with him prior to surgery?
Well, somebody told me, Laura, talk about nipple size. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. So like, what size do I want my nipples to be? I mean, if since he might be removing one, to I have a lift on one side. So I'm going to ask him about that. Mm-hmm. And then I guess I'll just ask him about the different sizes of the implants. Mm-hmm. And then I'll ask his opinion. What yeah. does he think will look good on my frame?
Yeah. And you're
my anatomy.
Yeah. That you're, I mean, you're tall and skinny, so it's going to be easy for you to, you're not going to look top heavy. You know what I mean? Like to right. have that proportional look. I think that's, yeah. I guess this is coming from a short person who was like, I would love to be 5'9".
Oh.
So now tell us about just, you can like slip in that you've been up to the med spa and what, and oh. tell us what you've been doing up there.
Oh my gosh. What haven't I done up there? I have done Botox. Duh. I've done Sculptra, which is cool because I keep seeing the results. Like they keep happening over months and months and months. Like I keep seeing like, wow, my face looks better today than it did like 2 weeks ago. Why?
Oh, wow.
I'm
wow.
like, oh, the Sculptra. That's right. And like my hollowing of my, what do you call these things right here?
Temples.
Temples, yeah. duh. Temples. And then I had some hollowing of my cheeks. So they filled them and that looks so much better. So I've had that done. I've had my lips done. I've had some filler put under my eyes so my eyes don't look so sunken.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I had Alltherapy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I remember seeing your post.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I had Alltherapy and that worked great because that helped my chin and the like underneath the skin underneath my chin, like tighten up,
uh-huh.
which was great.
Yeah. Alltherapy is the gold standard for lifting and tightening. It's the coolest and it helps stimulate collagen. So over time
right.
between the Sculptra and the Alltherapy, they sort of are both working to help give you some a little volume and it makes you just look so much more youthful.
Yes.
So you look fabulous. So whatever, whatever they're doing up there, keep going. They're doing it right. Now, who's going to be coming with you on the day of your surgery and who's taking care of you?
Well, I do a podcast called Laura Kane After Dark and I do it with my two BFFs, Linda and Eric. And Linda's like, stop it. I'm going to take you. I'm going to make you food. She's like, has meal plan for me. So oh. like over the days, all I have to do is take something out of the freezer or whatever.
Oh.
And she's going to get me like compression socks. She says, I'm going to set you up on your couch and you're not going to have to move at all. get your remotes in, you know, proportioned perfectly so you can just watch your shows and do whatever. So she's going to pick me up. And whenever I need to come back, I don't know if it's the next day, if you guys like see us the next day or if you see us the day after, I don't know. I'll find out, I guess, later. So she'll be there for that too.
Oh, good.
So she's going to take care of me. And then my daughter will be there. Hopefully she'll take care of me. She's 17. She's got her own stuff going on, but I'm sure she'll be like, Mom.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be great.
Yeah, she will.
So now you're known for being very open with your life on the air.
Yes.
Will you be sharing about this?
I already have.
Oh, you have?
I dropped it on Linda and Eric the other night because, well, between the consultation and the surgery, there was a very short amount of time because he happened to have one opening and it was 2 weeks after I had the consultation, which is usually you have to wait a little longer because they're busy.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell them. And then when I record on Monday nights, I said, hey guys, I have an announcement. And they're like, what? I go, I'm getting a boob job next Tuesday. And they're like, what? Next Tuesday? I'm like, yes. So I've already let it out of the bag. Because I mean, really, why keep that a secret? Why even, if you have a way to better your body, why would you keep it a secret? I just don't understand that philosophy. Like, oh, nobody can know I had a boob job. That's just too private. You know, not for me, it isn't, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's really awesome because I think a lot of women out there have questions and they want to hear from somebody who, as they go through the experience. And I think that's really, it's wonderful because it's like, it's all your BFFs.
Right. Exactly.
And that you're helping.
A lot of us women are the same. We have our same concerns. We have our same body parts that we are, you know, don't like, or for whatever reason. And I mean, we all have something we're insecure about. So if you have a means to change it, change it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you also have your own podcast with The Laura Kane After Dark. And you said it comes out on
Tuesdays and Thursdays. We record on Monday nights, but our new episode comes out on Tuesday nights in the evening because we do talk about some naughty stuff sometimes. So it's Tuesday and Thursday nights.
That's where the After Dark part comes
exactly,
in.
Exactly. Exactly. I have to remind people sometimes, well, it's called After Dark for a reason, but Eric can be a little naughty, but that we love him for it. We've been doing it almost now for 2 years.
Wow.
And so I know it's a lot. As you know, like doing a podcast is not like super easy.
Yeah, and you're doing it twice a week. That's
I know.
We're just once a week. So,
but still, I mean, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's a lot. So that's exciting. So the next time we're going to talk to you. So today she's going to meet again with Dr. Swiston. She's going to have her preoperative visit, and then the next time we're going to talk to you, it's going to be the day after your surgery. Perfect. So if you had to make a prediction about how you're going to feel one day after, what do you think?
And this is going to sound weird and it's going to sound like, yeah, right, Laura, but I think I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel great. I mean, I might be in a little pain. I can deal with it. And I know why I'm in a little pain. So it's not going to be that big of a deal to me. I think I'm going to feel a little sleepy maybe, but I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel happy.
I think that's a good mindset for any surgery.
Yeah.
And today, you know, when you meet with the nurse and do your pre-op, we give you a booklet and it's going to go through everything. And that really helps too, because if you don't know where you're going, if you're in a dark tunnel, it's scary and you don't know what to expect. But if you know, you know, you've got that light on and you're like, oh, okay, well, this is how I might feel the day after. And this is when to worry and here's when not to worry. And, you know, it's quite complete and it really does help because at different points in the process, you sort of pay attention to different things. And it's sort of like, you're not thinking about swelling today. You're thinking about going into surgery and what you need to do to get ready.
Right.
But by the time surgery's over, then it's like, oh, okay, well, what did they say about swelling? Or what did they say about garments or all the things, you know, when did they say I could take a shower? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
So you're going to have a whole like little surgery Bible.
Oh, cool.
So yeah. And I think that really helps because it has everything you need. It's at your fingertips. And whenever you need it, you can go right to that chapter and read again. And if you forgot, because it's a lot, there's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's awesome. I'm excited.
So now where should everybody follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Laura Kane After Dark. You can follow me on Facebook, Laura Kane After Dark. On YouTube, I'm just Laura Kane. And then I don't really tweet, so you don't have to bother with the Twitter. I never tweet. I kind of stopped doing that a while ago. I'm mostly just on Instagram and Facebook. Okay. And then of course on Star 94.1, and then the podcasts are where anywhere you can find podcasts, just like the La Jolla podcast, La Jolla Cosmetic podcast. You can get that on Google. Everywhere. You can get it on everywhere. Like that's where you can find ours too.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Well, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Because I just think it's just such a positive life change. And especially for somebody who's been thinking about it for such a long time, it's not like it's a whim and you thought about it 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago. You've given it careful thought. It's obviously really important to you. Mm-hmm. And so that's exciting is, you know, La Jolla Cosmetic, our brand promise is where dreams become real. So I really am excited to make the dream real for you, to have you, you know, being able to do that. So that's exciting.
And that's what's happening. I love that.
I've got goosebumps.
I know, me too.
So, all right. Well, you go have a good appointment.
Thank you
for coming on. Okay. And we will look forward to talking with you again after surgery.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, good.
I really am. Thank you, Monique.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.